Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Delamonte. I am joined tonight by Lynn Bleasdale and Jessica Marie Tatro. Good evening, ladies.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Sue.
How's everybody doing tonight? Well, tonight we are going to talk about going through the healing process. Who would like to start? Oh, we just lost Jessica. We seem to be having some technical difficulties tonight. Everybody's dropping like flies here. I don't know what is going on. Hopefully, we'll get them back very soon. Please be patient with us.
So, Sue, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Lynn.
Okay, I suddenly couldn't hear you guys. Did any of us bring gremlins tonight?
I don't know what in the world is going on.
Okay. Jessica's muted. Okay.
Here I am.
Hang on. Okay, fabulous.
There she is.
That was weird. Okay.
Yeah,
I do
so
believe
sorry.
It now.
Technical difficulties.
Wow, sometimes you get them, eh? Wow. Well, we're all here now.
Okay.
Okay, kids.
So our topic is going through the healing process. Does anybody want to start?
I can, if you like.
Sure, go for it.
Right? Actually, Sue, I was thinking this topic started with a conversation you and I had about, because, you know, I don't know if our listeners know, but I don't know. I guess the last 10 years have been just like it's just gotten worse and worse and worse for you health-wise, your life, just things falling apart around you. Nothing you did, it's just you were coping and coping. And
yes. And
I asked you about something really simple, and you go, I don't think I can do it yet. When am I going to be well again? And that's, I think, what's spurred that topic, because Sue, you know, that their healing is never ever to a deadline, right? It's so individual, and like I'm amazed, like I'm really grateful you're still here, because really the health scares you had might have taken you out, and they didn't. So in my mind, it's like, if Sue can't do X, that's fine, she's still with us, you know, and your healing is just ongoing, as is Jessica's, you know, even though Jaden is still, you know, still with us in, like, from spirit, it doesn't, you know, take the place of having him there. And I know, like, losing our, my son-in-law, Jordan, it's still healing. I keep thinking, well, I'm had sort of a normal day today, and then I cook mushrooms, one of his favorite foods, and I'm like, back in the pain again. It's healing, I don't think, ever has a deadline. What do you guys think?
I agree.
I'm here.
It's, even when when you think that you're doing better, something does almost set you back.
Mm-hmm.
If I lived, you know, my life was, I've talked about it a little bit before, but I came from an extremely abusive background. My mother was extremely abusive. I was married twice to alcoholics that were physically abusive. And my whole life was lived in fear and anger and anxiety. And, you know, then I had to move in with my parents to take care of them when they got sick. And, you know, my father passed away, and then I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and then my husband passed away, and then taking care of my mother, and near fatal heart attack, and it's just been one thing after another, and I'll think that I'm doing better, and all of a sudden, something will set me off, and I'm in that panic terror mode again, or I start getting physically ill.
Right. What do you do about that?
Good question. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew.
Yeah. Well, I noticed you've changed your lifestyle completely around. You're being very proactive about your health, and you're learning about natural healing. I think, you know, a lot of good has come out of it in terms of how you see the path you're on, you know. And I know that Jessica, I can see the healing process on in that whole little Jaden Speaks. No, what am I,
Jaden's Way Speaks.
Jaden's Way Speaks. I knew I was saying it wrong. That is a whole community of people healing each other. It's such a wonderful gathering of mm-hmm. just amazing people who have come through. Well, Jessica, go ahead. Tell your story a little, everything you've been through.
Thank you. Oh, hi, I'm Jessica, and I work really close with my son in spirit. His name is Jaden. We do have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks. Jaden was born in 2001. He was born with Down syndrome. And at 2 years old, was diagnosed with severe nonverbal autism. And it was just kind of one thing after another. As far as, you know, his health, he had to have a permanent trach put in at about a month old, because he was literally suffocating, and he almost died from that. And so when I rushed him into the hospital, they knew that something was obstructing that. It turns out he had tracheal amelasia and tracheostygmosis, and it would be a lifelong permanent trach. And then on top of that, he had feeding issues, so he had to have a permanent gastrointestinal tube for feeding. So it's kind of been like that, you know, it was just kind of boom, 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 one thing after another. And I really struggled to get in-home health care for him. Jaden was due 40 hours of nursing care a week, which is a full-time job. And there were times I just needed to be able to go to the store without, I needed a break. I needed mm-hmm. that respite. And it was very difficult to find that, because Jaden was, looked at as more severe. It's just harder to get, an RN or, a registered nurse to come out to the house. So that was always a really hard struggle for me, not having, that respite support. And then after about 33 surgeries and two major open heart surgeries, he championed through. He went home at the age of 10 years old, and it was truly amazing, because after him spending his life, his 10 years of life being nonverbal, it was very interesting to finally connect with him in spirit, begin conversations with him, and to realize what life was like for him. It was just kind of learning my son all over again. It was fascinating. Just some of the things mm-hmm. he taught me that I didn't even know, about my own child, about autism, about Down syndrome, about what it was like to live at home and in the hospital primarily. It was amazing. It was just, I learned so much. The whole family did. But through that process, my health did break down tremendously. In a lot of cases that can happen, it's called caregiver burnout, where mm-hmm. you come to a place where you cannot physically, mentally, emotionally, like go anymore. I mean, like, your nervous system is shot, your adrenals are, I mean, like, because you don't have that consistent, that consistent support or respite, downtime, restorative time. And it just caught up to me, and I developed fibromyalgia really bad. PTSD really pretty bad. I didn't realize I probably had it all along. I think it was kind of a different type. It was like, if there was like a term for like medical PTSD, that was definitely what I think I had been going through. And it still continued for quite a while, even after Jaden had gone home. And it was more just around, like, hospitals, beeps, sounds, certain things would trigger me. So that was probably the hardest. I really had to get out of, a toxic relationship that I was in. And that has been a huge help. I'm now able to, like, focus on myself. My kids are adults or, you know, my last one going on 17. So it's kind of, I have time now to kind of focus solely, primarily on myself. And it's been a journey because my health really, you know, took a dive there for a while. My mental health took a dive there for a while. And it actually landed me in a mental hospital in the year 2011. I had to say, I need to go in there. I didn't know how to explain it. I said, I need to go. I wasn't well. I felt myself literally breaking down, like mentally. It was really scary. And I did. And when you have to do that, you have to do that. It was very difficult because, you know, I didn't know how my kids would handle me being gone because I was always there. But it worked out. Someone, you know, took over while I was there. It was only for 3 days. But if you need that, even we're talking about physical health, we could, you know, and there's spiritual health, there's mental health as well. And it's okay to ask for that. When you need it, you got to ask for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I am
now. How's your healing now?
How's my healing now?
Sorry.
Yeah. I've been working a lot with my son in spirit. He's been trying to get me back on the healing track, you know, doing energy healings because for just a while I just couldn't do it. I was not in the mind space to do it. So now I've been working on energetic healing on myself as well, and my health has gotten a whole lot better. And you know what? I attributed it to a lot, not only the nerves, not only just the stress, which is huge, but what I also found throughout that time and even now was I had to change my diet hugely.
Good point.
I think kind of everything just kind of took a toll on my overall system. And I became like sensitive to everything. I can't have dairy anymore, gluten anymore, soy, eggs. There's a lot of things I have to be careful not to take in, and sugar, caffeine, you know, all of those things. And
wow.
Since then, you know, being mindful of that is made such a huge difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just reading about a condition called complicated grief that some people have when they lose loved ones. And that's the condition where you can't move on. Healing isn't happening at all. Like I know that the... you know, when you lose someone, it changes. It doesn't stop. It just changes. You have a new normal. But some people can't. It's like they're stuck It's almost like they've died with that person or that animal that they loved. And it's called, it's called complicated grief, and it's so hard to get out of.
Like they're just
how
kind of
do you
stuck
guys...
in that grief state.
Yeah, and it's like it feels, some people say it feels disloyal if you stop grieving. But boy, we know, speaking, like when we connect with spirit, one of the main messages they tell us is, please live your life. Please live your life. And when,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and when
that's
we grieve and we
thing.
Say,
yeah, that's the biggest message I kept, you know, Jaden kept over and over and over with me, Mom, it's your time now. It's your time to rest. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'll be honest. When Jaden did go home to heaven, I think it's almost literal that I slept for like 3 months. Like, I mean, I got my kids up in the morning, they go to school, but I mean, like, right when I dropped them off, boom, I hit the bed again, and I slept all the way until I had to get the, pick them up. I just, it's like, it was like 18 hours a day, or within a 24-hour period. I slept a lot. So
that's probably what you needed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was saying, and he said, Mom, you need this right now. You need to do this for you. And the main thing he wanted me to know was that life does go on, and they're with us. They're not with us in the physical, which we're so used to, and I think we can become very attached to. It's, you know, we're human. But I think as time goes on, you know, especially the way, and this is only me, the way I've experienced it, is that it does change. The grieving does wax and wane. It's never just, it's different. It's different for everyone. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. The big thing with Sue, with you, Sue, was that I when you said that, you got almost impatient with yourself, and you went, well, when am I going to be healed? And I thought, well,
exactly.
I think probably, when? I don't have that date for you, hon, but you know what? I think it's for all of us. You ever notice, and I think one of you guys pointed it out earlier, is that as soon as one thing gets fixed, it's like Gilda Radner said, it's always something, you know. You turn around and
absolutely.
The next thing's going on. So I'm not sure we're meant to be. I think we come here to break and get healed over and over again, you know. It's,
And, and
holy
in so many
shit,
ways.
How many times do I have to break?
I don't know, and I don't think you should anymore have to break. I think you've broken enough.
Oh,
no. I think you've all
gone through. I need a break from breaking.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh,
well, I know, sleeping. I was thinking about the sleeping, and I know, Sue, you've been needing to, like, crash out a lot, too. But if you think about it, the caterpillar goes to sleep as it becomes a butterfly. So that it's like a metamorphosis, and it's almost like you have to get put to sleep to go through that healing process. They want you out of the way while they fix you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I understand that.
I hear that. Oh, yeah. And I hear that's partly true for, you know, when we do sleep, when we sleep, you know, that's usually when we're worked on the most as far as, you know, usually, especially if we really need that deep soul healing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. we don't have Sue Beckley with us this week, but she does quantum healing. So we'll when we get her back, we'll talk about that and how that works a little bit more. But it's quite fascinating, you know. And if people are having, anyone's telling you you're not healing fast enough or you're not grieving the right way, I've actually heard people say that to people who are going through loss, you're not grieving the right way. Or if you expect there's some deadline to when your grief or the healing or any of it, there isn't. It's as individual as your fingerprint, and it's and whatever you need to do, whatever works for you. Like Jessica, if you need to sleep for 3 months, then go do that. and don't let anybody, and mainly don't let others tell you you're not doing it right or you're not meeting some sort of you know, you should be over that grief by now. Well, no. No.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I need, more sleep again.
Yeah. Pajamas with feet.
Oh, I would go crazy. Leave my feet alone. I'm a
pajama.
I don't like nothing on my feet.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't either. Doesn't it almost give you that feeling like you can't breathe, like you almost feel suffocated if your feet can't breathe?
Yeah.
Claustrophobia.
I run around barefoot as much as I can.
Me too. Even in the winter, I wear flip-flops. My kids look at me like,
yep.
Mom, what are you doing? I'm like, well, hey, I'm warm. You know, and as long as I keep warm, my feet usually keep warm. But, yeah, I'm totally a barefoot, flip-flops type of chick all the way.
Got to share
there's
something
no
with you guys.
Ground, I don't wear the flip-flops. But what's this?
No, good plan. I just had the light going, and I asked Ryan to join us and to let me know with the light. He just gave us a couple of flashes, so I think we've got
awesome.
Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, bless you. Yeah. Oh, he loves you guys.
Yeah.
He loves you guys very much. But anyway, he's flashing the light for us, so I'll do the best I can to interpret. Actually, he can hop through to you guys. I mean, he can hang with Jessica and with Sue. The main thing, he's joined his energy with us. Yeah.
He's part of my spirit team, too. Absolutely.
Oh, totally. Yep. You guys had a very special bond for it wasn't for a long time, but I know it was a really deep and probably left over from a past life or something. Eh?
It must have been. It was wonderful, though. Ryan, he was just... We started to begin to work on the radio with Sacred Embers. You know, he's the one that pulled me in. He's like, that's it. Let's go. You're ready.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? It's we're all here together, and I think they make a good team. So
absolutely.
We have a lot of callers tonight, too. I think we should probably... What do you guys think?
Yeah, we need to hop on those calls.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you want to do the board, Sue, or would you like me to, or shall we just scramble for?
I can do it. That's fine.
Fabulous.
Are we
Thank
ready
you.
For our first caller?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay. Good evening, area code 212. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, good evening. Excuse me. Hi, this is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, from New York City. How are you doing?
How are you tonight, Bryn?
I'm okay. Just going through a lot of...
How can we help you, hon?
Different transitions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was wondering if it would be okay for me to ask for any messages I need to hear, if that's possible.
Okay, let's
I can
see what we
I can go ahead, Sue, if you want.
Sure, go right ahead, then.
Okay, Bryn, I have to ask you, have you got a female on the other side with a J name, Julie, perhaps, or?
No, I have a mother and grandmother.
Are they
side.
J names? J?
No. Just trying to think if there's any friend.
Well, don't force it, but I will tell you I'm getting a female standing to your, like, to the left of you.
Okay.
And the name is a J name, like Julie, or I don't know. I don't want to force it either. Just say it's a J initial.
Okay.
And it's a younger female, like possibly a relative who crossed early. So I'll leave you with that. But you were wondering, you're saying transitions. Are you transitioning with your career?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I do healing work. I haven't done it in a while. I mean, I do foot reflexology and I'm going to do some more energy healing. And I do artwork and some...
Mm-hmm.
Mediumship work as well now and again.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out a focus for my life, because I have too many interests. And so
they're showing the interests as being many, many strands in the same tapestry. It's okay to have a whole bunch of different aspects to your work. The word partner comes up. Have you ever considered going into partnership with someone?
Well, you know, I haven't considered. I'm not against it. You know, it's never come to mind. But I'm, you know.
What you might do is look for people in the same kind of work and see if you can't find someone to work with. And I'm feeling like you're going to have an actual physical space if you can find that partnership, like a walk-in clinic sort of thing. And I'll just pass you over to Sue and Jessica. That's what I'm getting. And you can think about like the J name.
Okay.
Yeah, younger female. Okay.
All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Bryn. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I'm talking about, you know, talking about all your different interests. A lot of us do the same thing. Like with me, I do the psychic mediumship work, animal communication, energy healing, spiritual guidance. I work with crystals and aromatherapy and different tools like that. We all have different things. I'm studying more into the herbals and the natural healing now. So it all rolls into one. And what I found is if you start getting overwhelmed because you have so many irons in the fire, sit back and make a list of everything that you do. And then prioritize them, whichever one means the most to you that you're the most interested in.
Okay.
And concentrate the most of your time on that.
Right.
And let all the others fall into place.
Okay. That's helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I keep getting the feeling that you've got something really pulling at you that's depressing you, making you like almost negative feeling about a situation.
Well, something happened tonight. It was a stupid thing I did. It's not tragic, but it's stupid. I was cleaning the wooden floor, and you know, somebody had suggested using white vinegar to get the dirt off, and that didn't work. So I put bleach on the wooden floor, and that got it really clean. But I live in an apartment building, and the fume was going out to the door, and then the neighbors got, complaining, rightly so. And that's been pressing on my conscience tonight. I feel like, oh, God, I did this stupid thing, you know, and I feel, you know, this kind of guilt and sort of stress about it. So I guess, you know, that's probably what you're
thinking.
Did
you apologize when it
was
brought to your attention?
I did.
Let it go, sweetie. You didn't do it intentionally. It's a lesson learned. Now you know not to use it or to dilute it more next time. It's no big deal. It's over with. Don't beat yourself up. We all do stupid shit and just got to move forward.
No, you're right.
So don't beat yourself up over it.
Okay.
But I agree. I agree with Lynn, too. I feel like you should be working with somebody else that does a lot of the same thing that you do, even if it's like a shared space with someone.
Okay.
If you don't want to go into like a complete partnership, it can be a partnership for shared space.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, just work on and see what you're most interested in.
Yeah, write down, put it on paper. Yeah.
And work on clearing your space of any negative energies.
Right.
people, right, situations, anything like that. Just get rid of all that and just go forward, mm-hmm, sweetie.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. I'll pass you over to Jess now. Jessica.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Brian.
Hi. How you doing?
First of all, I your energy is really, really, really strong, and you've got great energy. I pulled a couple cards for you.
Okay.
I got the victory card in reverse for you. The victory card in reverse signals a delay or reversal in for a hoped-for outcome, whether it be personal change or external achievement. Success may have been eluding you for some time, but don't despair. You may need to restructure things, reevaluate, or release one specific outcome and set your sights on another. Whatever's going on externally, remember that equanimity of peaceful surrender can often be your biggest victory of all. I really like that. Really kind of falls in line. And then I got adjacent possibilities for you in reverse. No, I don't think reverse always necessarily means reverse. Okay. So when reverse, the adjacent possibilities card is warning you to be careful not to miss an unknown opportunity because you're too married to your agenda. It's also asking you to turn inward with a willingness to shake up your old unhealthy patterns and inner habits. The power of your life force moves through your deeply held habits, projecting your energy out into the universe and calling back your results. In this way, your ongoing thoughts and beliefs are really your defining moments. And in every next moment, you have another energetic choice. So it's time to decide. Are you going to let worry or self-doubt define you? Or are you going to step into the ever-present adjacent possibilities of optimism, trust, and self-love, no matter how stuck you feel, and always have options and thousands of choices you make every day? Wow. So that's what I got for you.
Very relevant. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, Brent, I hope we were able to help you a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for your insights. And I think, like you said, putting things down on paper and just sensing what I feel pulled towards would help me focus on that thing, you know. And then, like you said, the other things fall into place, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please give us a call back and let us know how things turn out for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And you all
thank
have
you,
a great
honey.
Evening. Yeah. Take
you
care.
Too.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Ready for the next call. Area code 216. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes. Hello there. My name is Sharon. First time calling in.
Hi, Sharon, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, I lost my job around November, and I was wondering if you see me getting an offer of employment soon. I'm sure you feel the stress.
Yeah. Do you do office work?
Yes. I love that kind of work. That's what I really like.
Okay. Yeah, it's, the office environment is the first thing that I picked up. Or, are you looking for maybe like a lead position, supervisory management type?
Well, when you work in the office, if you're the administrator, you usually are. You manage your boss, although you say you work together. But yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're always
yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's the truth.
I'm seeing you in like a larger office setting and having like the lead role over several people.
Oh, I'm so stressed, I tell you. you do feel me getting something soon. I know timing is so hard. My dad died.
I keep hearing Easter, but I don't know.
When is Easter?
I keep hearing that it's going to happen, but it's like I'm almost picking up the same thing that Sue, like almost 3 months-ish period or somewhere around there. You will move forward, though.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
So yes, I keep hearing Easter, so maybe mid-April-ish.
Oh, my God.
What are you picking up, Lynn?
Well, I'm clutching in the third chakra area. I'm very, very constricted, picking up Sharon's stress, as she said.
Yeah.
And I think Sharon, you've got to work on that, because when you're all clenched and clutching and thinking about probably the worst possible negative outcome, like you're almost going to create a situation where you bring that into reality. You can't push the river. It just, you've got to sort of let that river run and take you where you're meant to go. I also agree that with Jessica and Sue that it's going to be sometime in the spring. And that sounds right. Are you like going to be destitute if you don't get something right away? Have you got a little something to keep yourself going?
Starting in March, I'm really going to have to, I mean, it's really going to be tight. I have a mortgage. I mean, you know, my credit
is
perfect.
I know.
I've never been late for billing. That's why I'm so stressed, because I'm such a structured person. What were you going to say?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just, I can feel the clenching. I really do. But the thing is, you must work very hard to get yourself out of the stress condition. Number one, because you're producing it more than you should have of cortisol and adrenaline in the body, and that is going to make you ill. So the best thing you can do right now is think laterally, is how it's coming in. And have you ever, like, I know that you need to think about what's ahead. And as they say, you know, anxiety is produced when you live in the future. So you're not staying in the present moment, which is really the only reality there is, if that indeed is a reality too. But Sharon, have you ever used any of the other skills you possess to do something like event organization, event planning?
I don't like that. That's not my bag. It really isn't. I don't like doing events.
Mm-hmm.
I would not like that. But, you know, tomorrow,
okay,
I'm even thinking about temping. I have an interview for a temp job. It's in my city, like 5 minutes away. It's for maternity leave. And I'll take, you know, for six to hold me over. It's decent money, too. Do you feel I have a chance at that? I know it's not permanent.
Well, I felt the shift in your energy when you started to talk about it. And that
big time, yeah.
What you did was you made a really positive turn in managing your response to the situation. It's not a life sentence. This is only a temporary situation that you're in. So that the first thing you need to do is manage your stress. And that is not thinking into the future where you've already created the worst possible outcome in your mind. That's a great way to, yeah. So if you can manage your stress, and that's just doing the breath work, when you're starting to get that kind of, you know, self-perpetuating fear, that fear loop going, that's when you stop and you do the breath work. 3 breaths at least in and out to get the oxygen back. Mm-hmm. I wish we could predict the future, but we can say that changing your attitude, changing your thoughts, right, changing your thoughts will totally affect the outcome. Sue and Jessica, do you have anything you wanted to?
Sharon, with that temp job, I feel like you have a very good chance with that.
Mm-hmm.
A very good chance.
I know. It would hold me over at least a month. They said it's a month to 3 months. I don't care. I know, because it's so close. You do feel that?
And just keep getting, yes. keep putting them out there. You will get, certainly
be,
you're not
I'm
going to
okay.
go down.
I know.
Yeah. No,
I'm
you'll
be
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely.
Is anybody, are you a medium?
Yes.
Who are you asking? Sue is?
Yeah. Well, my dad died. That's another thing. That's why you feel it's even more stress. It just was, it was unexpected. It just, it crushed me. And I'm just at peace with it, really. It happened 10 days ago. But today, I was calling my my bank to transfer money. You know, and you know when you call your bank, you have to press 1, you have to press 2, you know what I'm saying? On your bank, you know, you get to this department, that, you know what I'm talking about when you're on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was done, I got 1941 on my phone. That's when my dad was born. Do you think that was a message?
Wow.
Because I've been thinking about him so much.
Of
I know.
Course, yeah.
I got and I looked, why would 1941? Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's just
that's
a thing where
total sign.
It's a sign. Just for him to let you know that he is okay. He's perfect now.
I know.
And he's around you. Yeah.
But you do feel tomorrow I have a good chance of getting this.
I think you do.
And what's even a better thing for myself, other than I'm not 20 and 30 anymore, is that they want somebody that lives in my city. I don't know why it's a requirement. So, and I do. That could be kind of hard. You know what I mean? I can only do the best I can. There's nothing else I can do. You know what I mean?
That's all any of us can do.
I know. Anything else?
Yeah. Hi, this is Jessica. I did pull it up. Well, actually, I didn't pull it. It kind of flew out at me, so it was definitely meant to be for you. This card came for you upright. It's the third chakra, Angel Camille. And I think Lynn was just speaking about this earlier. This card upright, the powerful Archangel Camille, is holding a beautiful sphere of golden light at the solar plexus, which is located at your third chakra in the center of your life force energy. The issues here revolve around emotions of desire and your personal energy. When this card appears upright, it's a good indication that it's an increased enthusiasm is present or soon to be on its way. This is a great time to move toward the completion of your desires. Your life force is vibrating with power and resonance, and your soul is calling you to direct your energy in a focused, purposeful manner. This angel is powerful. Yeah, this angel is powerful and is with you.
I know that I have an attitude, or not an attitude, but an emotion right now, kind of like on top of my head, but I got a double whammy when my dad died. I mean, my goodness.
Right.
I just felt like my life is falling apart. I never even told him I lost my job. I didn't want to worry him. You know what I mean? Because he had to worry about his own sickness. But I just had a double whammy, and I'm going to get through this, aren't I?
Absolutely.
Yes, you are.
You really will. And it's okay. Just allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you need to feel. You know, that's part of releasing, part of healing, part of grieving. Definitely.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it.
I don't have anything else right now.
Okay. Thank you so much. You really lifted me up tonight.
Thank
you.
Wish
me luck. Sure.
Good luck.
What's that? Have a good evening.
Give us a call back and let us know how things go for you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. You too, Sharon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. On to our next caller. Area code 256, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes. My name is Kimberly.
How can we help you, Kimberly?
I was just like a general message, if that's okay.
I'm sorry, about what?
No, I said I was just like a general message.
Okay. anybody taken anything up for Kimberly?
I think I know Kimberly.
I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, I think I know Kimberly, so I'm going to pull a card. I'm working with the Servants of the Light deck, so I'm going to pull a card for her.
Okay.
If it is Kimberly that I think it is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, love. It's nice to hear your voice.
Hi.
Hi. I've just pulled a card, so I'll look that up for you and see what comes in. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I'm taking a minute here. I'm just looking up the meaning.
That's okay. I pulled
like the Ten of... Yeah, I pulled what in my deck is called the Ten of Spheres, but it's for the... it corresponds as the Pentacles card. Okay, so upright, and it came up upright, so that indicates wealth, financial security, family and long-term success, and contribution. So it's a good card, I think. I really like that. You've reached a point of completion and accomplishment, and the sense of accomplishment is going to be the result of a successful career path. Smart financial investments, you will have a stable home environment and a possible committed and long-term relationship. You have accumulated wealth and abundance through your hard work and dedication and can now relish this wealth with others. Oh, sharing this wealth with others, sorry. And this is one of the cards that promise everything will eventually come together and you will be proud of everything you've achieved. Well, that's a good card, Kimberly. I'm really glad that came up for you. Yeah, love that one.
Wow, Lynn. As you were reading that and I was shuffling my deck, this card literally flew out for Kimberly.
Oh, cool.
It's the victory card upright. It's about success and achievement. This card shows a beautiful spirit holding a golden victory wreath in acknowledgement of your achievement and success. Success is on its way, and you have a sense of pride in what you've worked to accomplish. The achievement may be a great outer success, or it may be a deep inner change that you've been exerting a lot of effort toward. Enjoy this sense of accomplishment, but be careful not to rest upon your laurels. People expect outer triumph to bring great changes, but often there may still be inner work to do. Let yourself be open to victory on every level now. Wow, that's beautiful.
It is.
And so very in line.
Agreed. Thank you.
Welcome. Do you have anything to say?
That's a great message. No, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm not picking anything up for her. Nothing that I can add. But those were very nice messages.
Yeah.
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 Well, I hope that was helpful, Kimberly. Give us a call back and let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. And our next caller is area code 720. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. Yeah. So, how do I support this? My husband and I are doing much better. We were in pretty bad debt like last year and years before, but it got worse really bad last year. And we're doing better. We're living paycheck to paycheck, but we're doing okay. We're doing much better. But people have helped us along the way, which is like really embarrassing to me in a way. And we wanted to send our kids on a teen tour, and we put out like one of those GoFundMe kind of things because we needed a little bit of more money, like to send them. And we put on Facebook, and I was kind of embarrassed. My husband's like, "Oh, people do it all the time." I'm like, so anyways, my brother-in-law saw it, and he's like, he was my brother-in-law made us feel shamed. He's like, I feel kind of like badly this is happening to you, but, and he's like really good with finances, and he offered to help us with our finances, but he's like, doesn't have that much of a relationship with us, and I'm embarrassed to show him my finances, but like on the other hand, I'm like, well, maybe he could help us, and I don't know what to do. Like, I don't want to because he's like the type of person that makes you feel bad, like badly about yourself.
Mm.
But I mean, he's really smart. He can help us. So I'm like, is this an opportunity or is this like something that I can handle without him, like without showing him my finances? Like, I don't know. Like, I've never thought I would have to get to this point. We made some poor choices along the way. But I don't know. What do you think with that?
Yep, we all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want me to go, Sue?
Sure, go ahead, Lynn.
Okay. Hi, Randy. This is Lynn.
Hi.
I want to address, first of all, you've got issues, and it's nothing you've done. Somewhere along the line, you've learned to attach a great deal of anxiety to money. Money isn't real, okay? It's a way we keep track as humans. But money isn't actually, like, you don't bring it here. You don't take it with you. So what is, money itself is not the problem, love. What is the problem is your relationship to it and how it's, as you said many, many times, it embarrasses you to have the lack. So you're very, very closed off, and so you're not even able to communicate comfortably about it. I want to recommend to you, are you a reader? Do you like to read? Can you?
It depends.
You know,
yeah, okay. I read.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. Sorry. Do you read? Not really. No. It's a thing about changing your attitude to money and not attaching so much fear to it. FYI, everybody makes mistakes, and you know what I mean? There's some people being born into a great deal of wealth can screw you up too. I have met some of those people that have, you know, trust funds, whatever, and they're like, their problems don't go away because they've got lots of money. If anything, some of them need, you know, a good lesson. But one of the best books I ever read, because I can totally relate to that. It's just society has all kinds of strange hierarchical attachments to the other humans. Like, if you've got lots of money, you're a good person. If you don't, you must be doing something wrong. All of that is pure BS, right? You're going to strip down what your belief system is telling you and relearn about this whole thing. We all kind of have to take part. You know, we've all got to work in some way or contribute to our own upkeep. However, having said that, money does not define you as a person. You are loved. You are perfect. You are just as, you know, the great spirit put you on this earth. You're not bad because you made some financial mistakes. So lose all those things. Look for a book called Money
People,
and the Meaning of Life. I'm going to see if Sue or Jessica can take over for a sec. I'm going to go find the book and read you the author and see if I can find it online. Okay?
This is Jessica. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jessica. Good.
Good. I pulled a card for you out of the deck. This card kind of came flying out for you, which really goes in line with what we're talking about. It's the financial constraints card. I got that upright for you. Financial constraints, constrictions concerning money. This card shows an old-fashioned safe with little money but lots of cobwebs and dust. Money may be tight at times, so rein in your spending and be circumspect about your financial requirements in your life. This is not a time of indulgence, so be aware of what's really important and consciously choose your expenditures. There's a big difference between what you need and what you want. This card is telling you to take care of your needs and to bide your time. Things will get better, but for now, be willing to be to live more conservatively and always value money and the good things you already have. Oh, that was a really great card.
Yeah, no, but that's not really my question, because that I already know that I have to watch what I'm spending. My question is, like, my brother-in-law, who's kind of shaming, offered to help, like, he offered to look at our finances and to help us, like, with that, like, with how we spend our money. Like, that's his job, really. But, like, he's not such a nice person all the time. He makes you feel embarrassed and puts you down. And I don't know whether I should use him as, like, is that a good thing if we share, like, our personal information with him? Or should we do this on our own? Like, it's more about, like, that, because he offered to help.
I bet you have the answer already, Randy, on that one.
Yeah, I was,
you know,
yeah,
you,
I was
yeah.
just going to say the same thing that Lynn was just going to say, but that I think you know the answer to that, because if you're having a lot of worry about it already, it's probably not the best decision,
okay.
But I think you
I
already
I said
know
no.
that.
I said no at first. I said to my husband, I'm like, no, I don't want to share him, my personal information with him. And then I said, well, maybe he really wants to help. I mean, maybe he could help us, because obviously we don't have the skills that he has. So then I said yes, and then this morning I can't sleep. I said no again, so I keep going back and forth.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Lynn. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I interrupted you, Jessica. I was just going to say, though, the author of that book is Jacob Needleman, and if you do get a chance to read it, Money and the Meaning of Life, it really is an eye-opening game changer. For people who have, like, fear attached to money.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome, hon.
Well, Randy, I hope we were able to help a little bit. Give us a call back, hon, and let us know how things go.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Our next caller is area code 757. Seven, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, guys. I called in before, this is Deanna. Called in before about my husband. And we were having issues and found out some stuff he did, and we were going to counseling. I don't know if you guys remember me. I'm calling to give an update, and I'm also calling to just ask a question about a job that I'm pursuing right now. I found out a little bit more information from my husband. He seems like he was very open about everything. He wants to talk. It seems as though he wants to work on it. I mean, you know, of course he wanted to work on it before. It's been very stressful for us. I feel like the energy from yesterday, I mean, the energy is different. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me something different, but. But I feel like the energy was better. It's better, and I feel like it's still going to be difficult, and I may still hear some more stuff, but I don't know. You know, hopefully our relationship can make it without him acting crazy again. But if you could tell me something. You said what?
Yeah.
We all went at the same time. That's funny.
If you can tell me something about that.
Well, just that you can't.
The job.
Yeah. If you are concerned that he's going to fly off the handle again, I think you've got more healing to do in the relationship.
I don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're, like, thinking, are we going to make it? Is he going to, like, to say, is he going to stop going crazy? That's kind of out of your control. The only control
right.
you've got is how you deal with it. And that's, like, kind of good news and bad news because, you know, he may decide to go crazy. But the thing is, if you are unflappable, let's say, just no matter what's going on, if you are able to stand in the strength of the spiritual warrior, sort of no matter what kind of storm is going on around you, that's when you'll be able to heal it because it can't, I hope I'm making sense, but if it can't hurt you, if that relationship doesn't have the power to make you feel a certain way, then I think you probably have a chance. It's just, can you stand up to bad behavior and not let it weaken you or drain you? Or, because I know, you know, people who are crazy can really be like vampires to your energy. That's,
it can.
Just, yeah.
And it has been sucking me, sucking my energy, you know, but I feel like, you know, it's just fear on my end because we've been together a long time. This is not new to me. But we're grown right now. We're grown, we're married. And so I'm hopefully, now let me just say this. We're going to a counselor. Okay? We're just starting, like everything is just starting out, like everything is just starting out. He has to go back and then we go together. And I think that he's relating to the counselor, and also he's not drinking. We're doing a fast. He did yesterday. We're doing a fast where, you know, no alcohol, no nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, going to the counselor, praying and things like that. And that's what you mean by praying and stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, hopefully that we, you know, it will help. Because I remember the last time I spoke to you guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying you're making a really good effort. Like, I mean, this is very proactive of both of you, right? It bodes well that he is willing to take the steps, you know, to get the counseling. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And I know you guys say energy changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard you say that before. Everything changes, you know. My last reading was not good. because I think we were like, you know, it was, you know, I don't know. It's still terrible and it's still going to be terrible. But I feel like us making efforts, like you just said, maybe that will help us turn that energy around as far as us being able to become, him being able to become solid as far as, trustworthy. So I don't know what you guys can tell me. My original question was about the job, but I wanted to give you an update and then get some feedback and then get that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you want to know about the job?
I want to know about. No, I'm actually just, it's through a temp company and it's the actual job is temp to permanent. And it's to a prominent company in our area. It's great to get in there. It's hard to get in there. And they hire through the temp companies just to weed people out. And the guy I'm working with, his name is Austin. He is helping me out with everything. So I'm just at the beginning stages. He's sending my information over to the company. So I'm just wondering, am I going to be able to get that job or is something going to be blocking me?
I'm here if there's no one else.
Go ahead,
ready.
Jessica. Go ahead.
I feel as far as the job, I was getting like a positive about that it's looking up. It looks positive in that direction. And as far as the relationship, with all of the positive results going on now, it's looking like whoever it is that is your partner may be able to overcome this. And it's just looking hopeful from here. So that's what I was getting. But don't, you know what I mean? But always
slack up.
Always, yeah. Yeah, always trust your gut and be aware, mm-hmm. you know, of mm-hmm. how things are going. But in both situations, mm-hmm. it looks like things will move forward.
In a positive way? In
yeah.
a positive way. Okay, and yeah. then you don't feel like that this will happen again?
No, I'm getting like a maybe, or I'm not sure about that. Like, he's moving in a positive direction. Like, he's moving
I'm
in a
sorry.
Positive direction. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, he's moving in a positive direction now, and I kind of see that continuing. That's what I mean.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Because he travels for this job, and when he travels, that's when the appetite for things, and I found out. And so,
right.
And it was out when he was out, and it still does. It's not an excuse. I'm devastated.
Right.
But
yeah.
You know, he's supposed to be traveling, and well, I don't know. I don't know if he's supposed to be traveling, but he's like, I'm not going, and if I go, you're gonna go with me. You know.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's despite to keep him me sane and him out of trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. Did you see him traveling anytime soon, or with me going, or me not going, or us not going? I don't know. Do you see him traveling with his work?
Yeah, I'm not picking anything up on that.
Neither am I. It's just like silent. There's like nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
no.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it could go. Which it doesn't necessarily mean it's good or bad. It means it probably could just go either way. But as of now, there's really kind of no clear direction. You know, we're in a time space
right.
reality, and it could always mm-hmm. change. But yeah.
Okay. As long as you see us going in a positive direction, you say you don't know. You know, I found out some crazy information. I wish I had more time. You guys would have a soap opera on the radio. You hear me?
Oh, no.
You would have a soap opera, you know, on this radio. But I really appreciate it.
Just,
you guys.
Just add, yeah, I just want to add one thing for you, hon. Just be very, very careful that when you move forward, you're not carrying old past baggage, as in creating the situation again by thinking about it and manifesting it again. It's very important to manifest what you want, not what you don't want. So if you keep thinking about all the times he's, you know, messed up, and, you know, I think it's you can't throw a stone where you don't hit somebody that's made a mistake, because we've all made mistakes, right? So make sure you're truly able to start fresh and forgive. You don't have to forget. Forgiveness is not endorsement in any way. So you're not saying it's okay what you did. But as a flawed human having a spiritual experience on this earth, forgiveness, and then don't keep bringing the same energy into it as you had before.
Mm-hmm.
He may screw up, but the thing is, you didn't cause it by thinking it into reality, right?
You say he may?
All kinds of things are possible. Well, the future isn't written yet. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Don't take my words the wrong way when I say that. I may have a cheese sandwich later. It's kind of like, you know what I mean? I don't mean to be flippant, but we can't predict the future for that simple reason. It hasn't manifested
mm-hmm.
yet. So.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because you're right. You're absolutely right. Because let me just say this. Okay. We got married 8 years ago. And on the basis of this would never happen again, he never stopped. Because
mm-hmm.
he was going out of town. And so I feel devastated from that. I feel like I want to leave. I want to pick up and I want to go. But I love mm-hmm. him, and he, you know, and I want to make it work, but I want to, you know, and that's what's making me have anxiety or not, you know, like you just said,
focusing on what
keep
you
the
don't
same
want.
Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's the hardest part ever in my life, because that's not why I got married. You know, mm-hmm. You never stop. So that's the hardest part right there.
Yeah. Oh, do
for
the
me.
Self-work.
So,
do the work on yourself,
yeah.
Because what his behavior is out of your control. You're the only
mm-hmm.
one, you know, as, yeah.
You know what? Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I really do. This reading is better than the last one, okay? And then on top of that, I'm getting a job. So hopefully I can call
yeah.
back and let you guys know that I got this job, and hopefully I can make permanent. And I know I can if I can just get in there.
Oh,
just get me
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
And I can make permanent
yeah.
and I can, you know, survive, you know. So
yep,
I will
right.
definitely let you guys know what's going on, and I appreciate it. And I thank you. You guys have a good night.
You have a good
thank
night,
you,
too,
honey.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank
love
you.
And light.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Good attitude. I love
okay.
that. I can
yeah.
do
that. Great energy.
Okay, let's see if we can get one more. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Jane?
Hi.
How can we help you tonight?
I just lost my job the other day, and I've been doing some research and realized that the severance package that they offered me is, you know, the minimum, and now I've, you know, tried contacting some lawyers, but the lawyer fees are very high to get them to try to negotiate that. I don't know, what are my chances of getting that severance pay offer increased by dealing directly with my HR director?
Hmm.
I've been with the company for a very long time, and I also mentioned to her about being bullied at work when I got the termination papers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh.
Unfortunately, about workplaces, in most workplaces, they can... The human rights are pretty loose. And manage, as long as they're not actually physically abusing you, I think they haven't caught up with bullying and emotional trauma that they have caused you. So I would get a lawyer very carefully, because as you say, their fees are high, and it's a pretty big monster to fight.
Yeah.
Trying to prove. Did you keep notes? Have you kept like a record of what happened to you at work?
I was doing that a long time ago, because it's been, you know, going on for many years. But you see, I work in a call center, so it's hard to write down every single
yeah.
thing, where, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're watching every time we spend off the phone, and, you know.
Yeah. I'm getting a really uncomfortable feeling about pursuing it legally. I feel like you're going to waste your precious time and energy when mm-hmm. you are totally qualified to get another job. It's whether
okay.
you can get over the anger. Like, there's a sort of a... It feels like you're not somebody who acts out when they're angry. You kind of tend to stuff it more. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's really important for you to get, like, unpack that baggage that you've been storing up, and don't carry the anger around. It's like carrying a vial of poison around. They, believe it or not, like, the universe will balance it for that company, right? They will... you know, karma will eventually knock at their door and deliver it. But you probably are better to clear your sacred space, move on, and succeed at something that you're good at and that you love to do, rather than waste time tilting at the windmill of this dysfunctional company. But, you know, again, that's just what I'm getting, and I'll pass you over to Sue and Jeff and see what they're getting on.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I kind of agree with Lynn. I think it would be kind of a waste of your energy to try to fight it.
Okay.
If you really feel called to, you could try to speak with HR. And then whatever you're told, just move forward. And the best revenge is doing better for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you could try speaking to HR. I think it would be more beneficial talking to a wall. I don't think it would be worth your effort to put the time and money out for an attorney, though.
Yeah.
So,
I want to negotiate in a way, because what I've experienced, I've been with the company nearly 14 years. And, you know, some people, people at work were shocked too. I had someone text me and, she was telling me everyone was shocked because I'm a hard worker and I don't cause trouble there. And, you know, they're saying it's because of organizational restructuring, yet they're hiring new people. You know, they're always hiring new people.
Mm. Yeah, that makes it difficult. What are you picking up, Jessica?
Well, as far as the question or whatever's going on HR, I kept trying to ask, but I'm just not getting anything there. So I started shuffling my cards, and I did get a card for her. The Angel of Love reversed. And this card indicates, in the reverse position, the Angel of Love could indicate a possible disconnect in matters of the heart. While this sometimes signifies a divorce or separation, it could also imply an emotional rift where two people stay connected on a superficial basis, yet at a deeper level seem to be going their own ways. In this position, the angel can also refer to an old separation. If the longing remains alive in one partner's heart, if you find yourself unable to let go, this loving angel is telling you it's time to release any toxic or unquitting attachments you may be holding on to. The universe is waiting for you to free your heart, open your life to be fully present and honoring love that you have rightly deserved. So look in the mirror and see the angel of love there is with you. That was the single card I got for you, though, and it could have a lot of implications as to what, we were the discussion, what we were talking to. Like, there needs to be an ending to something here.
So, because I have a couple of days to, accept, to sign this release document, and with a severance package offer. So, just trying to figure out if so it's best just to accept the offer, the severance package offer, you think, and just kind of move on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's best.
Yeah. Okay. Rather than fighting a battle, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your insight.
Well,
good luck, honey.
Calling.
That's terrible.
Thank you.
And give us a call back and let us know how things go.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jane.
Thanks to all of you.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, we're running low on time. We still have several callers. I'm really sorry we weren't able to get to you tonight. Please call back next week, and I will keep your numbers written down so we can make sure and get to you. Lynn, would you like to give your contact information?
Sure. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale, Psychic Intuitive, I think it is. And I'm also in the Sacred Embers group. You can find me there too. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay. And Jessica?
You could find me on my profile Facebook page, Jessica Marie Tatro, or you can find us in our Facebook group, Jaden's Way Speaks, or in the Sacred Embers group. And thank you so much. We hope everyone has a wonderful night tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Facebook at Sue Fields Delamonte, or on my website at susandelamonte.wixsite.com/SueD. And I am also in the Sacred Embers Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, Sue Beckley. Oh, I don't have her website on here.
Oh, I think it is quantumexplorations.com.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I just looked, and that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
See? Good memory. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say to everyone who's healing out there to just never, never, never give up, and don't ever think that your healing process is not right. It's yours. So whatever time you need to take for healing, take it and do what you need to do to heal yourself. It's
absolutely.
It's as individual. Yeah, it's so individual. Yeah. Well, I could put
Well,
Louie
thank
on.
You, ladies. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you so much.
No, I appreciate you taking the hostess seat tonight, Sue. I know you're still healing and you get tired very easily, so I realize the effort that goes into it, and I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh,
and we're
not
gonna,
a problem.
We're going to get Jessica into the studio and get her on the board, and we'll have a whole team of technicians. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah. It will.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mean, I could put... Oh, you know what we should do just for fun? Because we have a couple of minutes. We should play that lion clip of when Jan got that lion's roar. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Fun. I don't think Jessica's ever heard this. This is a show. This is one of the Enter the Light shows. That's one of the shows you were on, Jess. And
okay.
This is what we got one night. It's so cool.
Before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar? No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn, I heard it. I thought you were doing something with the...
No,
I don't know.
I thought that was you. Wow,
no,
that was too
are you
weird,
kidding
man.
Me?
I heard a lion roar.
Lynn,
yeah,
I did too. I thought you were doing something out, you
no.
know, I thought you were like...
Like I had enchiladas for dinner? No, I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. We'll, you know what? We'll play it back and see if it comes up.
Okay.
On the playback, okay?
Yeah, see if it comes up. Exactly. That is bizarre. No, you know
wonderful.
What, Karen? It's wonderful. Karen, you're bringing in, you've got lion energy so powerfully around you, it even made a roar. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, that's fabulous. Yeah.
Well, how
it
amazing.
It makes sense because I've also been standing up for myself, and
uh-huh.
people, like, really, you know, they think that I usually.
Anyway, so that's the night the lion came on the air with us. That was really neat.
That was pretty awesome listening to that.
Yeah, we've had voices come on when we've been on air, too. I know we've heard different things, and yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, shall I bring on Louie to end
Let's
the show?
Bring on Louie and call it a night.
Okay. Love you guys. What a wonderful night. Thank you.
Love and blessings.
myself. What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white.